John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Who's the big winner, Golden Boy?
I want to thank this guy. As soon as he confirms tomorrow, I will announce his name on the radio. But, yes, I do have some sources that have come through for the DirecTV HD programming. Thank you all for your help. I appreciate it, Don.
Thank you
for that wonderful speech, that sad, wonderful speech that you gave before. People, my God, have finally responded.
Mm-hmm. Super Dave TV Company. We want to thank Super Dave TV Company.
I'll be right out.
We're helping out, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. I'm going to be a little wobbly up on your roof. My kitchen smells like ass.
You know why I know it's a done deal? Because one of the guys that called spoke to Mike and to John.
John and I just confirmed with the
told
guy.
Told Mike that he could even, he works for DirecTV, he could even loan him the box and
temporarily until I get all my other stuff that comes in.
So you can watch the Red Sox in HD tomorrow night.
Just to be safe, he didn't say anything like, I could loan you a box and then you will have to pay me back two boxes.
I'm not sure. I don't think he's connected with the mafia.
I hope we won't have a problem here.
But I should mention his name in advance just to make sure he knows I'm legit too.
Couldn't hurt.
Andy. Handy Andy.
Andy the TV guy.
Thank you, Andy. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Boo!
On my personal cell phone.
Uh-huh.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
He said nervously.
Good luck.
Come on, Mike. I never thought I'd have to say this to you. You have to learn to open up and trust people.
Okay.
Like I do.
I know.
Follow Don's cue.
Absolutely.
Even though a publicist has tried to turn it around, last week actress Maureen McCormick revealed that she and Eve Plum had dabbled in the love that dare not speak its name while filming the Brady Bunch TV series. That news has boosted sales not only of McCormick's book, probably, but also for a new hardcore video called Not the Brady's Triple X.
But didn't they come out and announce that that's not true, that's not in her book?
The publicist came back and said that the rumor is not true. We're still hearing, and the New York Post is today sticking to the story that she does make that revelation.
Today on Channel 5. Uh-huh. They do this idiotic feature called Around the Water Cooler.
Ah, yes.
Okay, so it's the anchor lady and Holly Morris, the hyperactive poodle.
Right.
And our friend Tony Perkins.
Yes. Right.
And then that other weather guy, Tucker Barnes. Mother Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about this very story.
Right.
And, of course, on TV they can't say lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, and other news in the water cooler business. Mm-hmm. Well, there's the whole thing with Marsha Brady, and they go, what was the story with that? And
right.
then one of the news ladies goes, because it's a conversational TV news / information show. The one lady goes, well, there was a rumor about an alleged affair, but it's not really true. And then there was a moment of awkward silence, and the guy, Tucker Barnes, said, you know, Mr. Brady had some problems in real life. And there was just 1 second of awkward shaking of hands.
Yeah.
And then, like someone said, how about the 5-day forecast?
Yeah, let's get right to it.
Where it's safe. Right away. So anyway, this rumor, true, not true, whatever, doesn't matter. It's boosted sales of an X-rated film called Not the Brady's Triple X. The film co-stars Ron Jeremy, but includes no appearances by Peter North.
Ron Jeremy, I don't
Peter
believe,
North.
Should be allowed to be in porn anymore.
I agree.
I think it's official.
I agree.
You know, not any longer, really. And I mean longer.
Yeah, hedgehog. In other showbiz news, singer George Michael says he is definitely trying to cut back on smoking weed. He created a stir in Britain last year by saying, after he was busted, this stuff keeps me sane and happy. But Sunday, he told the BBC, I'm constantly trying to smoke less, and to a degree...
George Michael!
Are you high?
Different George Michael. But the singer said he doesn't think it's getting in the way of his life, and that he's happy, and that he can't afford it. A new report says over 10 million Americans have been busted just since 1990.
Charlie and Harrigan!
It's Charlie Brown!
I'm Irv Harrigan.
And we're high.
Has no one fought that. A prominent lawmaker wants to know if Rush Limbaugh's back on the drugs. Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin spoke on the Senate floor yesterday about Limbaugh's latest controversy, saying, well, I don't know. Maybe he was just high on his drugs again.
Not.
I'm high
I'd like to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm high on my drugs again.
Here's the controversial Rush Limbaugh thing that started this whole thing.
If we pull out of Iraq right now, which is about impossible because of all the stuff that's over there, it'd take us at least a year.
It's a snippet from the Rush Limbaugh show.
Mm-hmm. Then Iraq itself would collapse, and we'd have to go right back over there within a year or so.
There's a lot more than that that they don't understand. They can't even, if a next guy that calls here, I'm going to ask him, why should we pull, what is the imperative of pulling out? What's in it for the United States to pull out? I don't think they have an answer for that other than, well, he's going to bring the troops home. Save the troops. Keep the troops safe, whatever. It's not possible intellectually to follow these people.
No, it's not. And what's really funny is they never talk to real soldiers. They like to pull these soldiers to come up out of the blue and spout to the media.
The phony soldiers.
If you talk to a real soldier, they're proud to serve. They want to be over in Iraq. They understand their sacrifice, and they're willing to sacrifice for the country.
They joined to be in Iraq. You know where you're going these days, the last 4 years, if you sign up. The odds are you're going there or Afghanistan or somewhere.
Exactly.
Well, this to me seems.
When
to be
did a, he have his stroke?
This seems to me to be a lot of nothing, but
magnificent. They got his hearing back, isn't it?
I do like this guy that Buzz was just talking about, Tom Harkin. Here he is now, Senator from what state, Buzz?
From Iowa.
Here he is.
I would just close, Mr. President, by noting that in August, seven soldiers published an op-ed in the New York Times criticizing the current strategy in Iraq. Tragically, two of those soldiers were subsequently killed in action, making the ultimate sacrifice for their country. I only can assume by Mr. Limbaugh's definition that they, too, were phony soldiers. And what's most despicable is that Rush Limbaugh says these provocative things to make more money. So he castigates our soldiers. This makes more news. It becomes in the news. More people tune in. He makes more money. Well, I don't know. Maybe he was just high on his drugs again. I don't know where he was or not. If so, he ought to let us know.
Isn't that such an old man thing to say?
Yeah. High on his drugs again.
Maybe he's high on his drugs again.
He's smoking his pot again.
Hey, Limbaugh, are you smoking that OxyContin again?
The only thing, his drugs should be replaced by those. He's high on those drugs again.
On his suppository drugs.
Suppositories that I take my OxyContin the only way I enjoy it. And also, if I'm out on the golf course and I tend to overheat, you can also take my temperature.
Baby blues.
Thank you.
And again, though, like the Bill O'Reilly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, folks, much ado about nothing.
Well,
these guys are both big, stupid blowhards.
Yeah, and Congress's harumphing might mean a lot more if Congress was less talk and more action. Limbaugh, meanwhile, says the dust-up is part of a liberal conspiracy.
Of course he does.
And finally...
Is that funny, Hillary? Now, come on, is it really funny?
Yeah. But how does Greg House feel about it?
Listen again. House. Hillary.
See if you can tell them apart.
Hillary. House.
Very similar.
Both of them perhaps acting.
Finally, the feds over the weekend raided a company in Oakland, California called Tainted Incorporated. That company was making products for distribution to the various marijuana clubs that have popped up under California's medical marijuana law.
Are you high?
The feds say their law supersedes state law. The pot-fortified products seized include, that Tainted Incorporated was selling, include candy bars, energy drinks, barbecue sauce, and, of course, jelly.
Jelly!
Buzz Burshow.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, the energy bars didn't work, jelly.
Yeah, that would really be. That's like an oxymoron, right?
Yeah. A pot-stoked energy bar.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you over there, Curly.
Good day to you, sir.
And Head?
I can get you a great deal on cufflinks.
Hey, thank you very much, Peter North.
Buzz already said Peter North, though.
Oh, I blew it.
He said it during the news.
Oh, you know what? Then let me say Ron Jeremy.
Oh, no.
Ew.
This is the Don and Mike Show.